post-game comments from head coach Mike White, brought to you by First Choice Personnel. And Coach White has joined us here courtside. And Mike, you know, we talked about it on the pregame show, and I talked with Isaac Brown on our scouting report. Had to keep New Mexico State off the board, and I was just doing a little figuring here. Mm-hmm. In the paint and second chance points for New Mexico State totaled to 69 of their 83 points tonight. And, you know, we knew that was going to be the big thing you had to overcome, and New Mexico State did what they do best.
Really, really disappointed, Dave, to be honest with you. I mean, to be so negative, because our guys did a lot of positive things. Continue to fight like we always do. We scored 72 in a row, shoot almost 50%. They had a lot of problems guarding us.
They
sat in that zone. Their zone was very effective. Give them credit. It was really good. They're long and athletic. And we had problems down the stretch getting the same looks that we got the first, 32 minutes or so. But they had their hands full guarding us. And Raheem's best freshman in the league. Should be an all-league guy. Tremendous. But defensively, my goodness. I mean, we've had a week to prepare for these guys. We did more protecting the paint drills than you can create. I'm not a very creative guy, but me and my staff put together about 10 different drills to try to keep the ball out of the paint. We did more blockout drills. We couldn't keep it out of the paint.
No.
I mean, they're so long and big and athletic.
And physical.
They're very, very physical. They dominated the offensive glass. It was men amongst boys. We didn't draw any blackout foul, which was one of the big keys of the game, to slow down their momentum and get to that glass by drawing a foul. Didn't play as tough plays as we needed to under the rim and in the paint to get a win, to get stops down the stretch. We couldn't do it.
You know, and even on the offensive side, you talked about their zone. It looked like in the second half, we were getting the ball in the paint or at the free throw line against the zone. Looked like they were collapsing more in there, and they were just kind of daring us to shoot the long threes.
They were, and at the same time, I'm yelling, get it inside, because I didn't want us to settle again. We go 8 of 26 from three. We make a bunch of threes. Our percentage has got to go up. We had really good looks. We drew a couple fouls shooting the three ball, but we missed. And we missed six or seven that were just wide open, that if you knock down, it's a different game. But still not where you want to be defensively. Speedy got guys shots. He was really good, better than the numbers indicate. Raheem was ridiculous. Cordarius, I challenged him at halftime. Had a poor first half. He's one of those lack of energy guys at times, and at times he's shot out of a cannon, like he's on an energy ball. In the second half, in the second 20 minutes, he was tremendous. Got some big man rebounds amongst their men. But we need that for 40 out of him, so he can take the next step and be a 30 to 45 minute a game guy. But yeah, their zone was really, really good, is what I told Coach Menzies after the game. That was the difference in the game, other than us not being able to protect the paint.
I thought another key to it, Brandon Gibson, who normally gives you a lot of good rebounds, picked up two fouls in the first minute of the game, only played that 1 minute, came in and started the second half, got two quick fouls in the first 3 minutes, only played 4 minutes of the entire game. With four fouls, you just can't do that. It's tough when he's a good rebounder like he is.
And we needed him in. He's our most physical guy, even though he's 6'5", or starting four man. He's more physical than our fives. And it was a big blow to us. The first couple fouls in the game, one was tough. One was a foul, for sure. But then to start the second half, we got to be more intelligent than that. Our upperclassmen have to take the next step. And we finished the game with three freshmen and sophomores on the floor that fought to the bitter end. The last 10 minutes of the game, they gave every ounce of energy that they have. But after the game, I challenged Brandon and Romario and Trevor and Lonnie, who's been through it a year. These guys, that's got to be more important to them. We can't come to Mexico State and play them close for 35 minutes and feel like we've accomplished something.
And you talk about the positive thing, Raheem Appleby, you mentioned on him. He's just such a pleasure to watch. He's got that scorer's mentality. Whether he's driving in or, shooting the long threes or whatever he does, just a pleasure to watch, isn't he?
He's awesome. He's. I wish we had 13 of them. Discredit other guys, because I love a bunch of them, but he's a special, special kid. as a competitor more than anything. I know people label him as a scorer, and he's a tremendous scorer, but he's a player, Dave. I mean, defensively and rebounding the ball, and what a coachable kid, what a leader. He made three or four minor mental mistakes throughout the game, and at the foul shot, you know, when the other team's shooting, because they shot a bunch, you know, he sprints over to me and said, "Hey, coach, my bad on that last play." I mean, he really, really cares about it. He's the ultimate competitor.
You know, speaking of that, I noticed right toward the end of the game, he was walking over toward the bench area getting ready to set up the offense again, and his whole head kind of dropped a little bit, like, you know, he was really disappointed because he was the type of kid that he felt like, you know, and this whole team thought they could come in here and win tonight.
He expected to win, and he's as hurt as anybody. And in society today, the way it's evolved, you know, kids are different today than they were 20 years ago. And I don't know, it's I call it the Nintendo era. I know Nintendos are no longer around. It's PlayStations and Xboxes and all these other things where, you know, kids lose games or they're losing games and they just press reset. You know? It's different.
Yep.
You know, in the olden days, you lost and it meant something to you.
It hurt.
And a lot of kids aren't like that these days, especially a kid who's a freshman who goes out and gets 30. But he would have much rather scored 1.1 tonight.
Another thing, you talked about some young players. One time or several times on the floor tonight, you had four freshmen and one sophomore against a very experienced basketball team in a game that was tied 11 times, 19 lead changes in this game. That's how this Bulldog team played tonight. You have to be the effort they gave, I thought.
The physical effort, you know, I grade us a B+. You know, we needed to take a couple charges in there. We needed them to call. We needed to force the officials to call over the back. And I'm not complaining about the officials. It's our job as players to get low, put my butt on his knees, and drive him about 10 feet where there has to be contact and make him blow something one way or another. And we didn't do that, and so therefore they dominate us on the glass. We've gotten better in that regard. We got to take another step physically. Our mental toughness was as good as it's been because they'd go on 4-0 runs and the crowd would go wild after a big dunk, and we would stay poised, especially our young guys. Man, they did a great job coming down, running our stuff, getting good looks and converting. I just wish we could get a few more stops, taking a charge, protected the paint, blocked out a few times, you know, held them to 70, and it would have been a heck of a win.
Well, we got to just suck it up, and we got two more games on the road next week. And, hey, you never can tell. The way this team keeps improving, I think we're going to see, as one person told me one time, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just hope it's not an oncoming train, huh?
That's right. As always with this group, I look forward to practice on Monday.
All right, appreciate it. I'll see you Monday night.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike White joining us courtside.